Hello, this is Teacher Bear. 我是贝尔老师。小朋友，如果有人随便摸你的身体，你会觉得不舒服吗？
If someone touches your body casually, would you feel uncomfortable?
是性骚扰吗？
Is this sexual harassment?
还是你觉得这是对方表达亲切的方式，因此不必太在意呢？
Or do you think this is the other person's way of showing affection, so you don't need to take it too seriously?
这个问题真的没那么容易，贝尔老师也没办法直接告诉你答案。
This question is really not that easy, and I can't tell you the answer directly.
不过，我们可以先来听听 Amy 小朋友的经验，再回头来想想这个问题哦。
However, we can first listen to Amy's experience, and then think about this question later.
Amy! 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 Robin!
你在想什么？
What are you thinking about?
我叫了你好几声，你都没有反应。
I called you several times, but you didn't respond.
我在想 I was thinking.
怎么了？ What's wrong?
你好像有心事。
Seems you have something on your mind.
你没事吧？ Are you okay?
我不知道应不应该说 I
don't know if I should say it.
到底是什么事啊？
What's going on?
我能帮得上忙吗？
Can I help?
我也不知道你能不能帮我。
I don't know if you can help me.
你说了我才知道能不能帮你啊。
I won't know if I can help you unless you tell me.
可是你答应要帮我保密哦。
But you have to promise to keep it a secret from me.
哈？你做了什么坏事吗？
Huh? Have you done anything bad?
我不确定是不是坏事。可是I'm not sure if it's a bad thing, but...
Oh, 别怕，我答应你不说，而且我真的想帮助你。
Oh, don't be afraid. I promise you won't tell, and I really want to help you.
谢谢，那我要说了。 Yeah, thank you. Then, I would just say it.
放心，你可以相信我。
Well, don't worry. You can trust me.
我刚刚去了 William 哥哥家。 I just went to William's house.
就是那个在我们图书馆当志工的大学生 William 哥哥。
William?The college student who volunteers in our library.
Yeah.
我也去过他家，他邀请我去他家看漂亮的鱼缸，还玩最新的线上游戏。
I also went to his house. He invited me to his house to see the beautiful fish tank and play the latest online games.
那你告诉你爸妈你去了他家吗？
Then...Did you tell your parents that you went to his house?
我说了。为什么不能说？这又不是坏事。
Yeah, I told them. Why can't I say it? There's nothing wrong with that.
可是他要我不可以说出去。他说如果他爸妈知道他偷玩线上游戏，一定会打他的。
But he asked me not to tell anyone.He said that if his parents knew that he secretly plays online games, they would definitely beat him.
他也这样跟我说。可是我相信我爸妈知道怎么处理，所以我觉得我不必对他们隐瞒。
He told me the same thing, but I think my parents know how to deal with it, so I don't need to hide it from them.
而且我觉得没意思，所以后来也没再去他家了。
Anyway, I was bored, so I didn't go to his house anymore.
我们玩线上游戏的时候，他也要我替他保密。
Yeah, when we were playing online games, he also asked me to keep it a secret for him.
就这样? That's it?
不是。还有。No. And...
还有什么? What else?
后来我去欣赏鱼缸的时候，他把我洋装的拉链拉了下来，说要帮我按摩。Later, when I went to admire the fish tank, he pulled down the zipper of my dress and said he wanted to massage me.
按摩？你需要按摩吗？ Massage. Do you need a massage?
我也不知道。可是他说按摩对身体有帮助，他希望我更健康。
I don't know, but he said that a massage would help my body, and he wanted me to be healthier.
而且他对我们那么好，我觉得拒绝他的好意好像没有礼貌。
And he's treated us so well. I felt like it would be rude to refuse his kindness.
然后呢? What then?
一开始，他按摩我的肩膀和背，确实很舒服。
At first, he massaged my shoulders and back, which was really comfortable.
可是，按摩到腰部的时候，我觉得很奇怪。But when he massaged my waist, I felt strange.可是他说腰部有很多对身体好的穴道，所以我也不知道应该怎么拒绝。
He just said that there are many acupuncture points in the West that are good for the body. So I didn't know how to refuse.
然后忽然他爸妈回来了，他马上把我的拉链拉上，还叫我什么都不可以说。
Then, suddenly, his parents came back, and he immediately zipped up my zipper and told me not to say anything.
如果真的让你不舒服，你应该马上跟你妈妈说。
If it really makes you uncomfortable, you should tell your mother right away.
可是我骗我妈妈说我是去图书馆看书，他如果知道我说谎，一定会很生气的。
But I lied to my mother that I was going to the library to read. She would be very angry if she knew that I lied.
你为什么要骗你妈妈? Why did you lie to your mother?
因为 William 哥哥说我妈妈一定不会答应的。
Because William said that my mother would never agree.
还有，我真的很想看看他的鱼缸。
Also, I really want to see his fish tank.
可是 William 哥哥有问题。
But there is something wrong with William.
有没有可能是我们误会他了？
Is it possible that we misunderstood him?
可是你也觉得奇怪，不舒服，对不对?
But you also feel strange and uncomfortable, right?
那种感觉真的很奇怪。That feeling is really strange.
走，我们去跟老师说。Let's go to talk to the teacher.
不行， 我们会不会害了 Willem 哥哥？
No, will we cause trouble for Willem?
他真的对我们很好，而且他爸妈好像很可怕。
He is really good to us, and it seems like his parents are terrible.
我还是觉得这件事有问题。I still think there's something wrong with this.
那怎么办呢？我已经答应 Willem 哥哥不会说出去的。
What should we do? I promised Willem I won't tell anyone.
对了，我们去找 Vivian 奶奶，我觉得她一定有好办法。
Right, let's go find Grandma Vivian. I think she will know what to do.
对，我信任她，很想听听她的意见。
Yes, I trust her and would like to hear her opinion.
那我们走吧。Then let's go.
呀。
小朋友，你觉得 Amy 应该马上跟长辈说这件事吗？
Kids, do you think Amy should tell her elders about this immediately?
你觉得 William 哥哥是坏人吗？
Do you think William is a bad person?
其实，贝尔老师在八岁的时候遭遇过跟 Amy 类似的情况。
In fact, I encountered a similar situation to Amy when I was 8 years old.
不幸的，当时贝尔老师不敢跟任何人说起这件事。
Unfortunately, I did not dare to tell anyone about this incident at that time.
没想到，后来那个大哥哥真的严重伤害了另外两个六岁跟九岁的小女孩，而这件事也在贝尔老师心里留下了永远的痛。
As it turned out, that person seriously hurt two other little girls, aged 6 and 9, and this incident stayed in my mind and made me feel pain forever.
我非常后悔没把那个奇怪的感觉说出来，也难过当时因为害怕长辈的处罚而没敢诚实地说出真相。
I really regret that I did not express this strange feeling. I'm also sad that I did not dare to speak out honestly because I was afraid of punishment from my elders.
小朋友，不管你是男孩还是女孩，不管对方是谁，觉得不舒服的时候就要说。
Kids, no matter you are a boy or a girl, no matter who that person is, when you feel uncomfortable, just say it.
即使可能只是一个误会，也不要因为害怕制造麻烦而自己处理这样的问题。
Even if it might be a misunderstanding, don't keep it to yourself for fear of causing trouble.
如果是误会，你说出来了，才能让彼此都有一个学习正确处理事情的机会。
If it's a misunderstanding, you can speak out so that both parties can have a chanceto learn to handle things correctly.
如果不是误会，那么你的勇敢表达就很有可能阻止更糟糕的事情发生。
But if it is not a misunderstanding, then your brave stance may very well prevent worse things from happening.
如果你很想找一个人谈一谈，用英文可以怎么说呢？
Do you have time now? Can I talk to you?
意思是，你有时间吗？我能跟你谈谈吗？请跟贝尔老师再说一次。
Do you have time now? Can I talk to you?
小朋友， 一定要学会保护自己，学会说出自己的感受。
Kids, you must learn to protect yourself and learn to express your feelings.
祝福你健康快乐地长大。
I wish you grow up healthy and happy.
我们下次见了。See you next time.